Christ is risen. We started this ministry of this meditation of thinking about the theme we put on the banner of our church, that the life is tough. Last Sunday we were talking about that the life is tough because we are somehow slaves of our passions. It means this twisted, corrupted desires which leads us instead to God, to pious life, to, well, to passions. It means to bad habits. And today I would like to maybe to point at another aspect which makes our life tough. It is problem with our body. Those are problems with our health. It's something what is natural, we can see that. From the birth, we are getting, starting to get old and old and old until time of death comes. And it's natural that we see that with years, we can notice some healthy problems. Our body declines. It's going down. It's a natural process during this earthly life. But sometimes this natural aging of our body is speed up a little bit with illnesses which come to our life. Many are very painful. Many of these diseases are really annoying. How can we deal with that? We cannot change this. We don't have magic stick just to make a magic and to become healthy again. But what is, and well, now medicine can help us a lot. But I would like to point to our focus on one thing. I read with the Ban monk, he said, everything what comes to your life, you can consider that there is God's voice talking to you. There is God, Father's voice. Father who wants to tell you something. And I think that through bodily illness, these difficulties which we have with our health, help us really to be tuned on God's voice. Elder Porphyrios, a monk he died 20 years ago, and will be canonized soon, I hope. He was very sick all his life. He was so sick that he couldn't stay on Mount Athos in monastery. So he served almost all his life in a chapel, in a hospital, in Athens, Greece. And he really had a lot of gifts, very holy monk, and he helped a lot of people. But sometimes in the end of his life, he said, "Thanks God for cancer." Everybody was a little bit upset. How can you think thanks to God for cancer? It's a horrible problem which people have. And he, with a smile, he said, "Well, cancer got to heaven more people than sermons of all priests of Greece." And he was right. Because it is this problem with health which we have. When we start to open our mind and we start to look for the most important questions in our life, maybe we are filled with some kind of fear. What is going on? What is going to happen with me? And this opens our soul to voice of Father who says our things important for our salvation. In everything we should listen his voice. It was easier maybe before, now sometimes it happens that if our soul is not really ready, if really God is not this first thing in our life, even if this problem comes, we are not able to see, to hear God's voice. My personal experience is, I visited probably hundreds of people in their last hours of their life. Those who really tried to live life with God, even not perfectly, but they were trying. They were coming as many times as possible for the liturgies, and they made confessions very often, and they really tried to grow. Even they were not perfect. None of those people leave this earth without church blessing, without sacrament. And there were people who died in my parishes, and they didn't have this grace. People who didn't care about church. People who really, well, everything was important that, but not church. They just came formally on Sundays maybe, but that's it. Many of those people, they died without this sacrament. It's not that God didn't want to give them. It's not that God punished them not to give them grace. They were just deaf to God's voice. They even didn't ask for that. And usually they didn't raise their children to ask priests in the time when it was time. And it is the most sad part of our life, if something like that happens. God offers his salvation to everybody. And these problems of health, which make our life tough, many times are a voice of God who calls us, look, it's time to take your life, your soul seriously. It's time, follow me. I can give you relief. I can heal you. But for sure I can save your soul. But we have to make preparation to think that I can ignore God in my life, that I can do whatever I want, that I and just to do some things, you know, just formal, to show up on Sunday, that it is enough. Well, remember, you are making yourself deaf to God's voice. And you will be not able to hear his voice, which offers you healing, salvation, help. Yes, our body, our problems of body, they cause that our life is tough many times. But this toughness, these situations are calling our Father, take your life seriously and be more radical in your faith. So it is not bad if we have these problems from time to time. And it is really this monk Porphyrius, he was right when he said, thanks God for cancer. Because for sure, from my own experience and experience all priests is, illness, bodily problems, brought to heaven more people than preaching of all priests in the history of the church. Amen.